This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tuesday morning, MP on the mic, 910, the Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Big show today at 11 o'clock, Commanders game rewind. Relive the greatest moments of Sunday's 40-point win. 33-point win, 40 points scored against the Carolina Panthers, so that will be fun. Lots of highlights today. I don't know that we'll touch the record of taking it to three segments, but we've got an easy two in here. There were a lot of highlights, a lot of guys getting on the board. Brian Robinson, Ben Sinnott, Zach Ertz. You'll hear it all. Of course, some Terry McLaurin highlights because it was a Washington Commanders football game. That's what happens. We'll recap what happened last night. Also today, in just a few minutes, actually, about 15 of them, you'll hear from VCU basketball coach Ryan Odom. We chatted at A10 Media Day in Washington, D.C. last week. I think the things he said are still very much relevant today, so we will hear from Ryan Odom and Max Schulga, star of the VCU Rams, as we march towards opening day. You ready for this? 13 days until the ball tips at the Siegel Center. So tons of VCU excitement. You'll hear them all season long right here on The Fan. AWOD Radio, live from the Siegel Center tomorrow, noon to 3, I believe. I probably should have run that by him. He was in here. He said he was going to, so I just assume he's making... He's a guy who makes things happen. It's not like me, where I say things. You double-check on that. Like, hey, MP said he's going to be... Okay, double check, though. Make sure we get a second source on that. MP's not a reliable source. Football last night, and of course, football on Saturday. We've got a new 910, the Fan Coaches Poll. We'll tell you who's on top of the local high school scene. But of course, we start with the most famous ribs in Washington. It's Jaden Daniels. It's the injury update. Take it away, Dan Quinn.
The status for Jaden, we'll put down as week to week. As you guys know, it's a rib injury, and we'll take him through, you know, all the steps at practice and assess how he's doing and keep working it through that. We're hopeful he can play, but we'll also make sure to take every precautionary step and do it smartly for the player and the man. And so I want to make sure I gave you all the updates that I had, and so it's not going to be something that's going to knock him out for a long term. And so, like I said, we're going to list it as week to week. And like I said, hopefully we'll play this week and we'll take it every day of it all the way through.
Hopefully he'll play this week. That's obviously the one people are latching on to here. Let's just keep rolling here because there were follow-up questions. Basically, I go, what, when, how, where, why, all those. Here's Dan Quinn again on Jaden Daniels' injury.
Rib injury, and so the injury came, this kind of fell awkwardly on the opening play. I think you'd asked me that last night, Nick. I want to make sure I got back to you on that as well. So it was the opening play. He was able to finish out that drive, but it was the best, you know, call to wait it out. And like I said, we'll see where he is, you know, going through the steps at practice this week, and we'll make a decision as we go. But literally, like, we're not going to miss one step of this. You know, all the way through, it's really important to get it right, and we will.
I believe him. I don't always believe coaches. I believe him. We're in a good spot here where everybody's incentives are aligned. I took some flack for saying this yesterday on the air, so I'll say it again. This is not a Super Bowl team this year. This is a good football team, and they're fun to watch, and they're going to be a load for somebody to handle in the playoffs, and that's awesome, and that's fun. This isn't a Super Bowl team yet. This will be a Super Bowl team, though, in 2 years for sure, maybe next year, depending on what they do in free agency, and you're building towards that. Dan Quinn is not trying to save his job. Adam Peters is not trying to save his job. That's when bad decisions get made of our young potential franchise quarterback really needs to play Sunday because we got to win because otherwise I might get fired and, you know, there's nothing left for me. So, you know, let's make sure he gets out there. Dan Quinn's going to be there in 2 years when these guys are good enough to win a Super Bowl. So all the incentives are aligned here. When Dan Quinn says we'll do the right thing, I trust him. I won't trust him forever, but I trust him right now to do the right thing with Jaden Daniels. One more from Dan Quinn here, because you know Jaden's going to want to play, and how's he going to handle that?
Yeah, that part we all know from all of us that know Jaden. Like, he is at his core a true competitor, and we wouldn't expect anything different than that, but we'll really trust you know, our eyes, the medical staff, and like I said, we're going to make sure, John, we assess this every day and make sure when he's able to be him fully in that space, you know, then we'll let it rip. But we'll just take it, you know, as we're going through the whole week. We got practice to assess and movements and going through it, and then each day we'll have a better update.
I'm going to let it rip. Let's go. Let it rip eventually. I think the bummer here for all of us is this is a really fun game on Sunday. Tony Romo, Jim Nance are there, National Game of the Week, number one pick in Caleb Williams, number two pick in Jaden Daniels. Two great offenses. Chicago's defense is getting really good. It was going to be a fun test for Jaden. I think we were all looking forward to this one as a fun one. Now, Dan Quinn, right, we're hopeful he'll play. So everybody's clinging on to that. He wants to play. I think they'll let him play as long as he can. Will he be the same? Will he be 100%? Probably not, just if we're being honest with what this is. This is an injury that it's a pain management, a pain tolerance thing, but it's going to impact the way he throws the ball, his delivery. It will probably impact the way the plays are called. You're going to need a lot more Brian Robinson this weekend. Even if he does play, I don't know that it's the same game that it was, and that's the bummer. Because I was kind of fired up for Sunday. I thought it was going to be a ton of fun out there. Now, week to week tells me not going to practice a lot this week, which makes sense. I think he's at the point where he can do the mental reps, let Marcus Mariota have the practice, and then make the call Thursday or Friday. If he does get out there tomorrow in practice, you'll know we're good. If he doesn't get out there in practice tomorrow, it doesn't mean he won't play. It just means they need a little more time to watch him. Need a little more time to let him heal. Not a broken rib, but a bruised rib, and sounds painful. And I think he's going to have to figure out what's the right mix of going out and practicing versus just letting it rest and heal versus shooting it up on Sunday and numbing it up and going out and playing football, which is a thing you do in the playoffs. Is it a thing you do when you're 5-2 and you want your young quarterback to be here for another decade? That's the tough decision Dan Quinn's going to have to make. And I think the really good news is, and DQ alluded to this, when he comes back, I don't think everything changes, right? When RG3 got hurt, of course, you remember he came back as, well, he's going to be a pocket passer now. Well, no, he's not any good at doing that. Jaden could do that, by the way, but I don't think what they asked him to do was fundamentally unsafe or out of line. He tried to shut it down at the end of a long run and got landed on weird and, you know, rolled up on the rib, and it hurts a lot. Injuries happen in football. It's a violent sport. And I don't think that anything about that play gets reevaluated as saying we shouldn't have called that play, we shouldn't have done that, or even we're not going to ask him to do it on the other side. I think he'll continue to be asked to do all those things on the other side. We're tracking the rib all week, though. We were brainstorming. We got to figure out how to do the rib sounder here, because it's you know, this is the most important rib in town right now, obviously. This is all we've got so far. It, from the rib, yeah. This is the rib.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, chili.
We got the whole thing. Yeah.
I want my baby back, chili.
We got to turn this into something.
We're working on it.
We'll get there. We're in the Chili's baby back rib phase of the show here. want my Jaden Daniels back. I've never had Chili's baby back ribs.
Neither has the writer of that song.
Isn't that incredible?
Crazy.
The guy who wrote the song has never had Chili's baby back ribs. There's an article here about the making of the song that we were sharing before the program. The guy who sings the song he's a ribs guy.
He loves ribs.
He loves ribs.
All in.
He's not the writer of the song, but he sang. He put the heart and soul into it. And he had a funeral that was baby back ribbed themed.
Yeah.
I need to know everything about that.
It says barbecue sauce fountain.
That's our real top story of the day.
Yeah.
Right here.
That's
the most important rib. The guy who's saying, I want my baby back ribs. We want Jaden Daniels' ribs healed in time for Sunday's big game against the Bears. Week to week, your word from DQ. We'll see. We'll see if he plays or not. If I had to guess today, I think he does. But I trust this group. I trust this brain trust to make the right decision. We'll see if that's placed or misplaced here as we go. Let's step aside. Want to make sure we make time for Ryan Odom. We'll hear from the VCU Rams coach on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. One hour to go until AWOD Radio. He'll take over noon to 3. Grant and Danny will drive you home. This is Commander's Rewind. Before we dive into Commander's Rewind, throw a little curveball here. Daryl Green had his jersey retired at halftime of the game. And I just want to play a little clip of that because I think it speaks to broader issues, too. He understood the moment and what it meant to be representing the first guy to be honored inside the new regime, which is not nothing, because I think there's a lot more guys to come. Certainly Riggo comes to the top of the list. People who were not going to be seen with Dan Snyder shaking his hand while the jersey is lifted up to the rafters, but are open to it and think it's cool to be involved with the franchise. Here's Daryl Green speaking to the crowd at halftime during his jersey retirement ceremony.
The game was fun. It was a kid's game. I played it as such, and my results were good. So as I close, I'm closing now. I want to say what I said earlier today. All of you who are the Gen Zers, who don't know about these, at least the back end, who don't know about these, who are the Alpha generation. This man is committed to bringing it back, but we can't bring it back without you. And so, I just want to encourage everybody, because the franchise is so important to our community, to all of our community. But the community is you. The success rides with you and the guys in that locker room. You back them up, they'll do what we did. And last but not least, to all of my teammates, all of y'all, you guys helped me to stand out here today. God bless each one of you. God bless you fans. God bless our players, our ownership. And let's go, Commanders!
That's Daryl Green. The results were good, in case you were curious. He's speaking to the young people, because as I've said many times, you've heard the line, this is not a customer retention business. This is a customer acquisition business. This is a team that has lost an entire generation of fans, and that's red meat for the old fans, right? Like, if you're in a certain age group, you want to go see Daryl Green, and you can go see Riggo and all these guys as they get their jersey retired, and it's super cool to have them back. But the nostalgia isn't going to bring the kids to the table. Winning's going to bring the kids to the table, and cool players like Jaden Daniels are going to bring the kids to the table. And he mentions what it means to the community, and he's not wrong. You look at what this team used to mean to D.C. and to the region and to the unity of the region, and it's not that right now. And there's a chance to bring it back to that, and it only happens with the winning, with people coming back. And right now, kids who live on the Maryland side of D.C. grow up Ravens fans, and kids who grew up down here become LeBron James fans or whatever they do these days. But they've got to start acquiring some customers here, because it's not a retention game, and it hasn't been for a while. And with that, let's play a 40-7 win. This is Commanders Game Rewind.
Smell.
No, I taste victory.
Oh, victory!
Here we go. Here we go, DC.
We are the champions, my friend.
Game Rewind, 40 spot. I don't want to talk about the 40. I want to talk about the 7, which, by the way, was a 0 for a really long time into the fourth quarter. I think if the game had been more competitive, it would have ended at 0. You lose your focus at 37-0. That's normal. That's human nature. So the Panthers were able to squeak one across the board. Commanders have not had a shutout win since 1991. The streak continues because the offense was actually too good on Sunday. Everybody kind of took their foot off the gas there at the end. Would have been fun to have it. Not crucially important to the operation, but we're starting with the defense, because, man, I was impressed by some of the things the defense did. And you know, if we're starting on 910 The Fan in Richmond, we're starting with our hometown kid, Cleveland Farrell.
They are amped up today. Second and 10 at the 26-yard line. Dalton in the gun. Rupert Hubbard to his left. Here's the snap. They hand it off inside. Has to bounce to the outside. Grabbed by Cleveland Farrell and thrown down for no gain.
Chuba Hubbard's good, by the way, at running the football. And what they were able to do to slow him down, to slow that offense down. Very impressive outing by the entire defense. But I think it all started up front. 17 runs. 52 yards for Chuba Hubbard, long of 9. That's how you keep drives from being sustained. You put them behind the sticks. You let the defense take care of things. What's the other thing I've been saying? I've been saying we need some takeaways around here. Desperately need some takeaways around here. And this guy, I'm a Frankie Louvu stan here. I ride with Frankie Louvu. This guy's winning me over the last couple of games. He's Dante Fowler. He had a big play.
Northwest Stadium, 3rd and 9 at the 25-yard line. Sanders to the left of Dalton, free rusher coming off the edge, throws it over, oh! Picked off, Frankie Louvu, one man to beat, he does, streaking down the sideline, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, touchdown Washington! Unbelievable!
Unbelievable indeed, and that was Dante Fowler, the pressure, the ability to make that catch on the interception. Oh, my goodness, it did. I'm sure Dante Fowler may have played a little running back, because he jukes out and he got it after that. He's off to the races. Let's go!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come on.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Pace yourself, London. More's coming. We got four quarters of this to get to. Don't lose your mind too much right out of the gate. Dante Fowler has been maybe my favorite defender over the last couple weeks. He's been really, really good. He's been a difference maker. And how nice is it? How refreshing is it to have multiple linebackers to pick from when we're talking about who our favorite is? You know, last year, if you had asked me who's your favorite linebacker, I guess Cody Barton, when he's not hurt, he's all right in there. By the way, that was the team that was coached by a famous linebacker who famously coached two other great. Don't worry, it's in the past. Don't worry about it. What matters is Dante Fowler is dominating, and he's actually, you know, the splits here, he's given Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu time to, you know, pick their spots and time to rest and be fresh. It's amazing how dudes have stepped up around here. Speaking of stepping up, this is an interesting one. Let's play the clip first here on Emmanuel Forbes, but then I want to talk about DQ after the game. Here's Emmanuel Forbes.
First and 10, Carolina. Coker, who just made that catch, goes in motion. Hubbard behind Dalton. Play action. Will throw again on first down. Right over the center field. And that's picked off. Emmanuel Forbes cutting back and now gives himself up at the 36-yard line. There are two flags down, but as it stands now, Washington has two picks in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's that's done. That's Emmanuel Forbes. So what I want to talk about is DQ after the game. Somebody was like, tossed him like the softball, like, hey, how about Emmanuel Forbes? Nice of him to get an interception. He seemed entirely indifferent to the entire thing. Like, yeah, you know, he's a player. He did the Wikipedia entry, right? That's how you know when a coach goes today, like, Emmanuel Forbes, he's an American cornerback who plays, went to college at Mississippi State. He did not, like, man, that guy, he's coming on strong. You get the sense him and Jamin Davis both are living on borrowed time until they can fully turn over this roster. You can only go so far in one offseason. Nice moment for Emmanuel Forbes. May help him get traded to the Eagles eventually because they seem intent on gathering all of our past talent. But I don't get the sense it like changed Dan Quinn's mind on him at all. I get the sense that the mind is made up there. And he'll be with the team for the rest of the year. I would take the under on him participating in the 2025 season. Let's get back to Dante Fowler, though, because Carolina went for it on fourth down early, and I don't think this was an incorrect decision because you're still chasing the game at that point. When they lost this one, though, this is very clearly when they lost the game. Here's Dante Fowler, who looked like he just lined up in the backfield. Incredible defensive play.
Fourth and one at the 40. Carolina's going to go for it. Dalton's under center. He could sneak in here. Two running backs behind him. Leggett. No.
That is Dante Fowler. Second humongous play of the first half. Flying into the backfield for a loss. And Washington's going to take over on downs.
Dante Fowler, I'm telling you, boy, he's looking like a Hall of Famer right now in the first half of this ball game. Just making plays all over the football field. And this time it was in the backfield of the Carolina Panthers.
I again implore London Fletcher, please settle down. We have two more quarters to get to, sir. Let's not be fitting people for gold jackets just yet. 4th and 1 from their own 40. I liked the call. I'd do it again if I were them. 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. You're down 17-0. The other relevant piece of information here, the other team's starting quarterback is not in the game. It's not unthinkable at that point. If you can put points on the board, if you can give your defense a breather, you can maybe make some noise here, make something happen. Now, I'll defend that call from the Panthers. But, man, Dante Fowler blew that thing up. And that's when you knew it was going to be a day like this. 40-7, the final for Washington. Let's do a little Austin Seibert before the break, because the defense was so good. I wanted to make sure to focus on them in the first segment, make sure they got their flowers. The offense is really good. We're going to talk about them on the other side. Don't you worry about that. They have an actual, like, reliable kicker in Washington. Add that to the list of things I don't know what to do with. He comes out, he makes field goals, he goes back to the bench. I've never experienced anything like it in my life. Here he is from 49.
So this one stalls here. It's going to set up a long field goal attempt from 49 for Austin Seibert. Ball will be placed right in the middle of the field. Snap's good. Holds down. Kick is on its way. Austin Seibert has just been outstanding since being signed here late to this team.
Had the one in Baltimore right before halftime, and honestly, I still don't know if that was blocked or not. They said it was, so I'm going to go with that. If that's true, I don't think he's yet missed a kick that wasn't blocked or disrupted. It'd be fascinating to watch him against the Steelers. I don't know if you've seen the Steelers. They're just freakishly good at blocking kicks. By the way, their special teams coordinator, Danny Smith, spent a long time in Washington. He became famous for that here with the Redskins before he bounced over to Pittsburgh. He's the one who, if you watch Sunday Night Football, he had like the wad of gum in his mouth that was like the size of a baseball, just very aggressively chewing a giant wad of gum. He'll be at Northwest Stadium in a couple weeks. We'll step aside. We'll continue Commanders game rewind on the other side. The running game was good. I want to talk about the tight ends, though, because they're getting good production out of that room, and I think it's helping the offense as a whole. Go. We'll talk about Marcus Mariota. Great numbers in his first start. What does it mean for Sunday? All that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Yeah, the mic, 910
The Fan, 105.1 FM, rolling along with Commanders game rewind. A couple notes on the defensive snap counts before we do. A lot of this is skewed by the game getting out of hand pretty quickly. I mentioned Dante Fowler's playing at a really high level. They've been using him primarily in three linebacker looks. They haven't taken Wagner and Luvu off the field when they bring him on. I am curious if he keeps playing this well, if that changes and changes quickly. I think it's a good opportunity to get Wagner some time on the bench, particularly in games that get out of hand, that don't matter as much, because it is a long season. That's something we keep coming back to when we talk about it with the quarterback, and we talk about it with Zach Ertz all the time. We'll talk about the tight ends in a minute, the importance of getting those guys in rotation. Wouldn't surprise me if they go to that as Fowler keeps playing better, but for now, they haven't been rotating them. Hard to read into the cornerback snaps just because the game was out of hand, but Emmanuel Forbes is on the field for 67% of the game. That's actually more than Noah Igbinoghene, who only played 49% of the game. Again, I think you probably flip that if it's not a consequential game. The other one, Deron Payne, wasn't out there for 50% of the snaps either, and I think that's all, you know, that was about getting Johnny Newton his reps, his experience. He was out there a lot. I think he's coming along very well. F.A. Obada, who's one of my favorites in the Ron Rivera era, grew up in London, came to football late in life. He's a fun interview. We'll get him on the show sometime because he's a ton of fun. He played 15 snaps, which I think is a high for him post-injury. You remember he had that brutal injury last year, has been working back from that ever since. Hard to read too much into any of these snap counts just because of the state of the game and the status of the game and how it unfolded, where the third and fourth quarters were largely irrelevant, which we certainly don't say too much around here, but was outstanding to see. Tight ends collectively, the three of them, Ertz, Sinnott, and Bates, played about a game and a half, which tells you about half the time they were in two tight end sets, probably a little more than that when you account for the fact that they did go empty a little bit, not a ton, though. That's probably less than normal, and I wonder if that's a reflection on who the quarterback was with Marcus Mariota. I know he took the ball down and he ran it 11 times because I think that's what the game plan called for. But if they get to Thursday this week and it looks like Five's not going to play, if it looks like Jaden Daniels isn't going to be in the roster, I think you have a more pass-centric, pocket-centric game plan for Marcus Mariota. I just don't get the sense he's got the elusiveness that he, I was going to say, used to have. I don't know if he never had a Jaden-style elusiveness, but you know the Bears are coming for him. You know the blitz is coming this week, so I think we'll see a lot of the tight ends. So it's good to see them having a productive game. We'll get to Sinnott's first TD in a second. But if we're talking about the offense, we're talking about B-Rob because, man, he makes this thing go, and he made this thing go on Sunday against the Panthers as well. Let's rewind.
No huddle, second and three at the eight. Back to B-Rob. Right up the middle. Takes on two. Two Panthers dive for the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Brian Robinson has done it again!
B-Rob right, B-Rob left, B-Rob right up the middle of the Carolina Panthers defense. That's what we want to see. This is a no-mystery type of football game. We're running the ball with Brian Robinson Jr. all down the throat of the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, sir. The other thing I liked was when Marcus Mariota came in, they kept the no huddle. They kept the pace. They didn't ditch that. He feels comfortable running that, and obviously, you know, he knows Kingsbury at this point well enough to know what he wants and how to run the offense. That's the nice thing I'll say about Marcus Mariota, because I was critical of him yesterday, and I've been critical of relying on him as the backup with a quarterback who you know is probably going to miss some time, and in the NFL, almost every quarterback misses time. Last year, more teams started a backup at some point than didn't start a backup at some point, whether performance, health, whatever it was. That's a reality of the NFL. You need a good backup. And just like I criticized Cliff Kingsbury, I may be eating my words on Marcus Mariota if he backs it up against the Bears if he's needed and if he's called on. If he does, I think it's going to be because the tight ends come to play, and Zach Ertz, man, there is still tread left on those tires. Here's his touchdown. It was fantastic.
Washington's got a rush. 25 seconds on the clock. It's running. They're not using their final timeout here. Let's see if they clock it or they run a play. No, they're going to run a play. Mariota is in the gun. Eckler to his right. Quick snap. Looking to his right. Now moving to his right. Rolling. Throws toward the end zone. Caught! Zach Ertz! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! How about Marcus Mariota?
That right there was two veterans and living at their best. Zach Ertz seeing Marcus Mariota break outside the pocket. He adjusts his route and makes himself available for a dart by Marcus Mariota.
The other thing you like about that, continuing their success in the two-minute drill, that was a two-minute, 12-second drive that went 92 yards for the touchdown right before halftime. They had 2 minutes, 22 seconds to work with. Graciously gave 10 seconds back to the Panthers to kneel on it. Don't worry about it. We got this easy. 92 yards, 2 minutes, 12 seconds. That was the drive that led me to say, all right, maybe the kid's got it. He's certainly been taking notes, and maybe this offensive coordinator has it because he's made life easy for his backup quarterback, which is not always the case when those guys don't have the reps they need. Ben Sinnott, the other tight end, first NFL touchdown.
They have run almost 6 minutes off the clock here on the opening drive of the second half, looking to add to a 27-0 lead. They got 157 on the ground so far on the day. Second and goal from the three, pistol look. Sinnott, Ertz, and Bates all to the left of Cornelius Lucas. Inside handoff. No, Mariota keeps. Throws. Ben Sinnott. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! And the first of the career for the rookie tight end!
And this is the play I feel like they've been setting up for weeks. They've been putting Ben Sinnott in motion a lot of times and handing that ball off. This time, they go with the play-action pass, and there was nobody covering Ben Sinnott in the flat. Nice time. Get the first touchdown of the rookie's career.
Man, Kingsbury's setting up so much stuff right now. He's throwing out different looks every week. He throws out something every week that you haven't seen, and it's a little bit like, I want to make sure the opposing team needs to spend some time in their meeting discussing this look, which I'm never going to show again, but it'll be a waste of an hour for them, and that's its own win. And then week 16, week 17, he's got to pop one of them right back in, and you'll see what happens. He's setting up some good stuff, though, for down the road. You certainly see that. Wouldn't be a victory Commanders game rewind if we didn't shout out Terry McLaurin. 98 yards, just a hair shy of 100, but in a 40-7 win, he got the target lead, the reception lead, the yardage lead. He's still the guy, and Mariota figured out pretty quickly that's the guy to throw it to.
We're still going no huddle here. First and 10 at the 43. Mariota keeps. Has to get away from pressure. Roll it out. Throws back towards McLaurin. In between defenders. What a catch at the Carolina 40. They'll mark him out at the 39. Great throw, Mariota.
That's the one. And here's the other one that went for 25.
7 at the 45. Luke McCaffrey in motion. Snap to Mariota. Panthers bring 4. Oh. Almost no pressure. He's standing straight up. Gets away from a little bit of pressure. Throws back across his body. And it's just a tremendous play across the field to Terry McLaurin down near the Carolina 30-yard line. Mariota had all day, stepped up, and waited for McLaurin to come all the way across the field.
Yeah, this is a situation, another kind of scramble drill, off-target type of play where you uncover as a receiver, and that time Terry did a great job uncovering, making himself available, and Mariota threw another accurate throw on the run.
Throw Marcus Mariota on the list. Terry's caught passes from just about everybody in the league at this point, and add one more to the list now that he's in there. My favorite stat, there's one Commander starting quarterback who Terry McLaurin never caught a pass from, and that's Ryan Fitzpatrick. Didn't throw to him in the first quarter of that game before he was out for the season. We never saw him again. Logan Thomas did throw a pass to Terry McLaurin that season, though, so even though he's not a quarterback, he is on the list. That's going to be a trivia question someday that nobody's going to be able to get. Name every quarterback who's thrown a pass to Terry McLaurin, because that list gets longer with every passing week. But a fantastic performance by the offense. I don't want to sleep on the defense. They got the first segment for a reason, because that's your cause for hope going forward. Even if Jaden can't play Sunday, these guys can take care of business anyway because of the defense and the strides they're making and the way some of these guys, Dante Fowler in particular, are coming along right now. So that's the third time Washington's hung 38 on an opponent this year or more. Just an incredible run of success. Don't take this for granted. Your starting quarterback leaves, you still hang a 40 on the Carolina Panthers. I don't care that it's a bad team. That's a bad team that scored some points on some people. A victory to cherish, as we've had a few of those this season. Something special's happening in Washington. Building towards yet another big game on Sunday. Big games are going to keep coming. Steelers in town in a few weeks. The Eagles games are now monster games now that they look like the favorites in the NFC East. And of course, those Cowboys games are big games. They only get more fun from here. We'll make sure to stay on top of all of it as we do. I got to step aside right now, half an hour to go on the Tuesday edition of MP on the Mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.